Now, look, I've been lucky enough to go do some surf travel myself, nowhere near as much as you guys have, but there's no travel without funny travel stories, and there's definitely no surf travel without funny surf travel stories. Surely there's been a few over the years.
That you did COVID hit.
Oh, yeah.
The one particular surf trip is related to Burles, and that's when COVID hit. So we made the trek to go down there for another
10-hour
drive. We get down there, go for a free surf. Like, we drove overnight, so we left at about 10 o'clock at night, got there at 6 a.m. in the morning, 7 a.m. in the morning, have some brekkie, go for a free surf. We get out from the free surf, and the organisers go, it's off. COVID, they're shutting the borders. You just have to go home. And so we basically got back in the car, stopped for a feed, and drove back home. So it was the longest 26 hours of our life. So.
Oh, you're joking. Please tell me the waves were good in the surf you had.
The waves were pumping. but we got...
It was worth the
10-hour
drive.
Wow, that's hectic.
Not many people can say they've gone on a date, Burles and back, on a 20-hour session.
Yeah. Mate, the only people who do that are top-ranked pro surfers and probably get helicopters down there, mate. It's not, they're not driving the 10 hours to surf Burles for a day, I can tell you. Oh, that's
Will stuck in the car. So.
Oh, that's a classic. That's a classic. Look, no doubt over the years, there's some fantastic surfers that have charged Burles in the competition and just down there surfing anyway. Has it been great to watch not only the kids grow up and their surfing improve and their love of the ocean improve chicken, but also them just grow as people, around this event each year and the friends they've made?
I guess, kids started so young and seeing the development, the friendships they make off out of the water. As Summer said earlier, it means more than the competition side of things when we go to these Indigenous events. So I guess Burles is just one of a few Indigenous events we go to. So it's a gathering of mob, like I said before, of that we all have the same lifestyle, same love of the ocean. I've been able to watch other kids grow and improve in their surfing as well over the years, not just my own kids. And that's a great feeling as well, not just... to get more Indigenous people into the sport, it's great to see. Yeah, watching them grow and become better surfers, better people, just from these gatherings is great.
Yeah, for sure. So, like, Bo, you're heading down there this year on your own. I'm sure there's some good mates in that you're looking forward to catching up with.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like Dad said, it's more of a gathering, and I feel like they're not only our friends, they've become our family. So it's good to just catch up with them, and because it's basically the only time we see them each year, like at these comps. So when you only get to see people a couple times a year, it's super special when you get that chance.
Yeah, for sure. What about, say, Taj, what about, you ever bumped into any of your mates from down there making the trek to the Goldie and having a surf with them up around your way?
A lot of the guys from these comps, you bump into them anywhere and everywhere, really.
Yeah.
You'd be surfing the most random spot ever, and they could just be out there as well.
We run into James Mercy yesterday from Coffs. He came up for a day trip, and he's heavily involved in the Nauru down at Coffs, and we often see people.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's absolutely what surfing is all about, as we all know too well. So look, part of the reason we wanted to have a chat to your family today was all about not only the surf titles, but it is Reconciliation Week. And, when we talk about Reconciliation Week, we are all drawn to reflect on the treatment of First Nations people in this country. And some of what we reflect on is pretty uncomfortable to think about. So, for you guys, what is, and I'll ask, you can go around each year when you're ready, but what does reconciliation mean to the Simon family?
I'm happy to go first, if you don't mind, kids. I guess reconciliation, in relation to the Burles Beach and the Australian Indigenous titles, it's a great way to start Reconciliation Week. We get down there, we have an opportunity to honour and pay respects to our Aboriginal people's connection to saltwater and the ocean and surfing, but it's also an opportunity for us to honour and pay respects to all elders and all the mob that come before us. I guess it's a great way to start Reconciliation Week. It's an opportunity for us to acknowledge and learn about Australians' shared history, and that shared history is with surfing as well. I guess Reconciliation Week is based around some important dates in our history. So the referendum in 1967, Mabo High Court decision, and to recognise native titles. title, and Sorry Day to acknowledge and pay respects to the stolen generation. So I guess it's a great way for us to kick off Reconciliation Week by getting together with a mob of surfers and mob of backfers that look out for each other and share stories and history.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. It's certainly a great way to start Reconciliation Week, because when you're surrounded by everyone who experiences the same things every day, I think Reconciliation Week a great thing for people to educate themselves and to have a look at their where we've come from and how far it's taken for us to get to where we are today, and just to pay our respects to everyone that's come before us and take this opportunity to learn more about the oldest culture in the world.
Taj?
Taj, Paddy.
Well, I think Dad and Summer pretty much just said everything that needed to be said. So
yeah, that's cool.
It's a special week for sure.
I guess it's important, not just for us to tell our story as Aboriginal people and Torres Strait Islander people. It's an opportunity for non-Indigenous people to share their story, about their background, about their culture, about where they come from. And, it's about being open to that, and respecting where people have come from and the history and that goes behind it. So.
Yeah, and I think we've sort of got a connection there. Growing up where we grew up, Chicken, there's a humanity involved with even immigrants coming to this country too. So I do get where you're coming from there. It's time for all of us to reflect. Now, Bodhi, you're not getting away easily. What are your thoughts on Reconciliation Week? What does Reconciliation Week mean for you, Bode?
I feel like for me, it's just recognising and reminding yourself and others what our people went through and how hard they fought for us to be where we are today. And yeah, for me, it's just to remember all that stuff and how lucky we are today to be in the situations that we are.
Tell you what, you've just about summed it up perfectly there, Bodhi. And that goes for all of us too. So look, thanks so much for your time today, everybody. I know you've got to get off to work, and Bodhi, you've got to get back to work. So to you, Chicken, thanks very much, mate, to helping out to get this interview. And Bodhi, make sure you charge down there at Bell's if there's any waves. We're gonna keep an eye out for you, and we'll try and organise a bit of an interview after the event, if that's okay. But again,
that sounds awesome.
Yeah, cool. Thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate you being open and honest about not only what the titles mean to you as individuals and family, but also Reconciliation Week. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Farrah. Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.